Betsy Ross by Snow. Who was Betsy Ross? What did she do? Betsy Ross was born on January 1st of 1752. Her real name is Elizabeth Griscom, but everyone called her Betsy. Betsy has 16 brothers and sisters. All of them were Quakers. Quakers are people who still believe in God, but they do not believe in war or dancing or music. So back in Betsy's time, girls didn't always go to school. They would stay home and learn how to be good housewives. But Betsy went to school. She went to a Quaker school with a Quaker teacher and Quaker kids. She went to school for 6 days, and school lasted for 8 hours. At the age of 12, Betsy had graduated and had moved on with her life. She had got a job at a material store where they made lots of flags and a lot of other stuff. She loved to sew, so she was lucky. When she made enough money, she got her own store and fell in love with a man named John Ross. They loved each other a lot, but the only thing was, he was not a Quaker. Quakers were not allowed to marry someone who was not a Quaker, but Betsy still loved him. Betsy's parents were not happy, but Betsy did not care. She married John and became an upholstery. John's dad was a preacher, so when they went to church, they sat by George Washington. Every Sunday, they went to church and became good friends. When the 13 colonies started getting mad at Britain, they were charging a lot more than what they should be on food, so everyone declared war, and Mr. Washington volunteered to help lead. So he became our first president of the United States. Back then, the American flag looked like Britain's, so they asked Betsy Ross to sew the flag so it wouldn't look like Britain's. So she did. After that, the Rosses didn't think that they were helping enough, so John helped watch any attacks from Britain. One day, John was watching a bomb that John had died from. After a few years of being widowed, she married another guy named John. Betsy was so happy that she was not alone anymore, and someone could help her run the upholstery shop. Betsy and John was a really good sailor and helped deliver stuff from country to country. Betsy did not see John a lot, though. Betsy and John had two girls that were perfect and wealthy. When the two girls were old enough, they helped run the store. Then, after 5 years, John had been taken from the British and had been